Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is Despicable Me 2. Well, Gru and the girls are back with the minions, of course. But this time, Gru is recruited to go undercover and discover who the bad guy is and stop him before he destroys the world and Gru's family.
Mr. Gru, Agent Lucy Wilde of the Anti-Villain League. You're gonna have to come with me.
A new villain has surfaced.
Are you really gonna save the world?
Baby,
Gru's back in the game.
So, if you saw the first Despicable Me, you know it was cute, colorful, and a bit clever. Even though the whole stealing the moon was a bit absurd, it was a pretty decent movie. But this time, they've kicked it up a notch. This one is way cuter, much funnier, and far more believable. Yes, I realize it's animated, so anything is possible, but it doesn't hurt to be within the realm of being kinda somewhat realistic-ish. Well, the little girls are perfect, Gru is lovable, and the minions steal the show, of course. Their little yellow quirky selves are so cute. I truly believe, have no doubt, and stand behind my opinion that the world would be a much better, if at least not more entertaining place, if minions really did exist. I guess we'll just have to get our fill of minions by seeing the movies. So in our movie night traffic light, Despicable Me 2 is a green light. Now onto a movie filled with a whole different kind of adventure, it's The Lone Ranger. Well, Johnny Depp is Tonto, and he takes us on the journey of rediscovering the tale of an ordinary lawman who became a hero to set right the wrongs and become the Lone Ranger.
The men you seek think you are dead. Better to stay that way.
You want me to wear a mask?
It was a ranger riding a white horse.
Got some lunatic Indian with him.
If these men represent the law, I'd rather be an outlaw.
He's coming for you.
Now, with Gore Verbinski, Jerry Bruckheimer, and Johnny Depp doing this movie, I was kind of afraid it would be like watching Pirates on Horseback. Turns out there were a lot of other things to be worried about instead. So, if you're gonna completely reimagine the Lone Ranger and you can do anything with it, I think at least you would shoot for equal opportunity carnage. Let's just say it's not the white guys who take a toll in this, that if you're gonna go for odd and quirky, then make it funny. I wanted to, needed to, in fact, I was desperate to laugh. So much so that at one point I actually forced myself to, just to make sure I still could. Now, to be fair and all, there were a few moments in here that were pretty decent, like the last 20 minutes. So sure, this isn't the worst movie ever, but being happy about that is what makes this movie a disappointment. So in a movie night traffic light, The Lone Ranger is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.